Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Madam Director, committee members, and working party members who are present. I also join in everyone in congratulating UNECE on the extremely successful event in Istanbul, Turkey. And I was honored to lead a panel discussion on, facilitate a panel discussion on integrating resilience into public-private partnerships and infrastructure. We all know the ongoing and increasing crisis wherein climate and disasters are wreaking havoc on infrastructure around the world. Our colleagues at the United Nations Environmental Program estimated that the adaptation gap, the gap between what's needed to be invested and what is being invested in infrastructure to handle the climate, was $127 billion in 2023. And they said if it goes unabated, that gap will increase to $240 billion by 2030 in 6 years. This is a crisis. Our friends at the United Nations Office of Disaster Risk Reduction, which are working with us in this effort, have estimated that total economic damages from disasters are now approaching $1 trillion a year. That's over 1% of global economic output per year. We're going backward unless we change this. To that end, the working party in November 30th and December 1st session created a work stream and PPP with the approval of the committee for climate resilience and adaptation, and authorized preparatory work on guidance for integrating climate resilience into PPPs and all infrastructure. I was honored to be asked to lead this work, and with a number of experts, prepared a proposal for development of a guidance document, which is now with the Bureau for consideration at the July 5th meeting. If approved, a multi-stakeholder drafting team will be activated, and our aim is to produce a draft in time for the 2025 forum. I hope that the Bureau will entrust me to lead this effort. A moment of personal privilege, Mr. Chairman. As many of you know, I am disabled. My disability was the result of lack of resilience in infrastructure. I had to work on a recovery effort that should have taken a year for 5 years, and in that time, I contracted a bacteria that cost me my left leg. This is very personal to me, and it should be personal for all of you, because all of you either know or will know someone who's been affected by this. I would be more than honored to lead this effort, Mr. Chairman. And if you want to know more, those of you in attendance, we have a panel discussion at 1500 in this room tomorrow, where we have global experts that you, many of you know, talking about the key questions that are surrounding this effort. Thank you.